Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our next scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, 1 through 6, and 16 to 21. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, don't look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees you in secret will reward you. Do not lay up yourselves for treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, your heart will be also. On the way home from Ash Wednesday service, a young boy asked his mother, "Is it true, Mommy, that we are made of dust?" "Yes, darling," she said. "And do we go back to dust again when we die?" he says. "Yes, dear." "Wow," said the boy. "When I said my prayers last night and looked under the bed, I found someone who's either coming or going. Are we coming or going this Lent?" And a good question, and depends on the day. Today, I want us to think hard about a choice that we have, and we probably didn't even know that it was a choice that we have to make. And our choice today is glitter or ash. If you know my daughters, or even if you don't know my daughters, they love glitter. Sparkly boots, clothes, they add glitter to pictures that don't even need it. They add glitter to things that should not have glitter, like my clothes, my hair. If I gave them the simplest choice, it would be glitter, hands down. Glitter is awesome. It adds so much to life. This passage for today from Matthew sets up this same choice. On one side, we have the glitter life. On the other side, we have the ashy life. The Pharisees represent, for us who are listening to this story, to this gospel, the glitter life. They're raised up as examples of doing things so that others can see. This is what glitter is all about. Glitter is about being noticed. You don't wear sparkly glitter boots and not hope or expect someone to notice you. That's why I'm wearing glitter boots right now. Or am I? See, the Pharisees represent this glitter spiritual life. As Eugene Peterson in The Message puts his translation of this passage, the title for the section on the Sermon on the Mount is "The World is Not a Stage." And that's just what they make this life of faith into. This glitter mentality invaded all parts of their spiritual lives. When they gave to the needy, they let everyone know. It'd be like walking down the street and saying, "Oh, you see that person who's homeless over there? I just gave them $5. Yes, $5. Hey, did you hear what I just did? I just gave that person my last $5. I was going to get a hamburger, but you know, it was the right thing to do." Now, that's a bit extreme, but it's a similar enough that we should feel, I hope, uncomfortable. The glittery spiritual life is about being noticed, and that's what its so-called charity became about. The charity that the Pharisees were doing, it became about the giver and not about the receiver. The Pharisees show their glitter spiritual life when they pray too. It's not just when they're giving to the needy. It's when they pray. When they prayed, they would pray for a long time and they were loud and they include everything they could possibly think of. I remember when a specific seminarian, when I was like interning at the hospital, we were on the behavioral health unit, and I was leading a group on hope, health, and recovery. We, you know, the health, behavioral unit, the psych ward was the old name for that. So people that were living on that unit or in the hospital on that unit had a lot going on mentally. So I asked a student, you know, to close us in prayer. It was a faith, you know, hope, health, and recovery group. So we would end in prayer. And I told him, you can pray. And his eyes got so big. He was so excited. And in the moment of the culmination of this was the moment of his culmination of his theological education. He started in, and I tell you, and I'm not lying, 5 minutes or so into it, I'll never forget it. One lady who was being treated for schizophrenia got up and said, she said, I am the Virgin Mary. And she actually believed that. And said, even my beloved son does not pray this long. I'm out of here. And she left, and many others followed. That poor student was trying so hard to get all the theology that he could into it. And I'm sure I have done something similar. But Jesus says the glitter spiritual life makes it all about the prayer or the person praying and not about what it should be about, which is the prayer itself. It is glittery to pray so others will say, wow, what a great prayer you are, or that you want to impress others when you pray. Jesus said it's just about talking to God, plain and simple. It's the same when it comes to fasting. The glitter spiritual life is about getting noticed. They make their, you know, the Pharisees at that time would make their hair disheveled. We can do that sometimes too, right? When we're not feeling so well, and we sometimes maybe we really want to make sure other people know that we don't feel so well, and so we make ourselves or we act, it's known that we don't feel so well. But fasting is not about people knowing that we're doing it. But brothers and sisters, this is not our call. We are called to the opposite spiritual life from glittery. We're called to the ashy spiritual life. The ashy spiritual life is just what it sounds like. It's not glamorous. It's not even supposed to be noticed. When we give, we do it in such a way that we don't even know what we're doing. Our right hand is giving away and our left hand reaches for our wallet and it doesn't even know where the money went. When we pray, we do it quietly, we do it alone, or we do it as part of a relationship to God. When we say, I'll pray for you, when we say that to one another, we say that, we mean it. When we fast, we do it not to put on to social media or let the world know, or we don't complain, but we get cleaned up and no one even knows that we're fasting or holding back from doing something. The ashy spiritual life is about doing it in secret so that it's meant just for God. Do we want to be ashy or glittery? The glittery life gets its reward and it gets it right now. Hey, if somebody wants to get a praise for being a great prayer by others than God, God bless them. But the ashy life, the reward for what we gain is so much more. It's all the benefits of being in relationship with God of the universe. Not only that, it's investing in the things that will last. The glitter life is nice, but all that fades. God says, invest in something that will be forever. So on this Ash Wednesday, as we enter into Lent, I want us to take some time to think about what we're about to do. We're going to have ashes, the burnt leaves placed on our forehead and the sign of the cross. I remember growing up and we didn't impose ashes at the church I was at, but I'd see my friends at school and I got home and I asked my mother, why do my Catholic friends not clean their foreheads on the Wednesday, you know, the Wednesday of Ash Wednesday? I didn't get it, but I do now. So I implore each of us in this time, this beginning to Lent, we take time to ponder in our hearts, our souls, our minds. Do we want to get this mark? And in doing so, know what it means for the way in which we're going to try to live. Don't get marked if we don't want to accept what comes. We don't want to get marked if we're not going to accept the call to this ashy spiritual life. But my hope for each of us is that we'll accept this call to the ashy life and all that it means. So let's go, and whether we're coming from dust or heading to it, let's live a life that others look at and say their life was not a glowing example, but an ashy example of what a life of faith is all about. Amen.